Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast.
Hey, Dave, real quick, before you start, I want to say thank you to everybody that helped this podcast happen this year.
Finally, some appreciation for me.
Let me start out with Ella, who's been a great addition this year.
Joe, and, cut this.
And I love seeing you every week. You have a great smile. You bring just so much. I got to tell you, man, you just have one of the funniest personalities out of anybody.
Joe, cut.
In the group.
You know how to cut this, right?
Joe.
Can I keep this one?
No, cut this.
Joe, you put up with all the edits. You just do such a great job. You have you always have a smile on your face, and you're always
Joe, I swear
for the
fuck
team.
If you don't cut this one.
And
this is the one that needs
Taylor
to be cut.
And Natalie aren't here. Also, just want to shout out to them, too. Tay is great. Okay. Natalie is
great. And Joe, get
fiery.
Ready to cut back right here because it's probably coming towards me now. Yeah, Jay, go for it.
And that's basically it. That's all I wanted to say.
Fuck.
That's everybody, I think. And
what about your co-host?
You.
Hurry up, man. This is a long intro.
You suck, man.
All right, roll the intro music. So my puzzle sold out completely.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Oh, and also John Legend's leaving Chrissy Teigen for me. I wanted to mention that.
No, isn't that fucking crazy?
It's sold out already.
Sold out. 100,000 of those puzzles sold. 100,000 puzzles sold, Jay. If I was in high school and you're like, yeah, you're gonna sell 100,000 puzzles when you're in your mid 20s, I'd be like, are you fucking high?
That's all they told you.
What?
You wouldn't know how, but you're like, I'm gonna get into making puzzles.
Yeah, so that's how many fucking puzzles sold, which is fucking
crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
so basically, the puzzle, for those of you guys who don't know, I'm selling a puzzle. Well, I was selling a puzzle that. Once you make it, it's a QR code, and you win anywhere from 25 cents to $100,000. You're always a winner, but, you know, most people are going to win 25 cents. Jason, you were actually the first person to finish the puzzle other than ourselves.
Yes.
You're the first person to finish it, and you're the first person to scan it. And Jason won. How much did you win? Go ahead.
I won $10.
Jason won 10 fucking bucks, which I lost my mind because there's a 5% chance of you winning more than 25 cents. Like, those are the odds. And that's pretty crazy that one of my friends had fucking 10 bucks in their thing. But the funny part is Jason didn't even complete the puzzle on his own. You hired someone to do it.
I went to the puzzle master.
Yeah, and there's a person that puts together puzzles, and how much did that cost you?
It cost me $400.
Oh, my fuck. Wait, how did it cost you $400?
That's what she charged me.
Per hour or per puzzle?
No, she said, I'll do it for $400. I said, okay. I'll pay you $300 to do it. And she's really great. Her name's Karen Puzzle. She's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Sweet gal. And I went and dropped the puzzle off. And I was like, it's really hard. You know, I was like, from my car, because we're like social distancing. I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, it's like really hard. Like, no one's been able to do it. Like, 14 people have tried in my friend group.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, okay, yeah, no, I think I can do it. I'll get it done.
Wow.
She did it in 6 hours.
6 fucking hours?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And she told me how to do puzzles. She taught me a little bit about it. You're supposed to separate all the pieces. So all the pieces that look alike, you separate, you know, and put them together.
Oh, yeah.
So she taught me a little bit about it. I did the edges.
Well, good. The edges is the easiest part. And that cost you $400,
yeah.
But you made 10 back.
I made 10 back. I got the puzzle for free.
So you're technically only down 390.
Yeah. And I got to see you smile.
Priceless.
But no, that's great that sold out. I'm trying to think if anything good happened to me this week. No. Nope.
You got the puzzle done.
Are you going to do another one?
Another puzzle?
Mm.
I think, like, the next thing, first, I want to make sure that these puzzles, like, everything goes smoothly. And I fucking beg you, if you bought one of these puzzles, please, for the love of fuck, complete the puzzle. complete it, because I asked the puzzle people, and I was like, hey, if no one solves it if no one wins $100,000 in like a month, can we like redo the QR codes so like the next person will win it? And they're like, we can't do that because that's illegal.
Right.
So, and we don't know where the 100,000 puzzle is, because that would be illegal.
Right.
So if a person gets it and they don't put it together and it's sitting in their fucking living room, it's going to be just $100,000 sitting in their bookshelf. So if you bought one, please, for the love of God, please, please put it together, because I do not want $100,000 just sitting somewhere randomly and
no
one claiming it.
Isn't life so funny like that?
Yeah.
Like, you just told a great story, and I was, like, genuinely happy for you. And then in my mind, I compartmentalized it, and I was like, oh, great, Dave had a win. And then you kept talking, and I was like, oh, shit, it's not over.
Yeah.
If no one completes the puzzle, which is quite likely.
Yeah.
Like, if some 8-year-old who loves you got the puzzle and was just like, well, I don't know, just decides to play Call of Duty all through Christmas break.
I hate puzzles. Or they lose a piece.
Yeah, oh, I lost a piece.
Yeah.
Puzzle Master finished it, and she called me, and she's like, I have everything but one piece. And I was like, what?
How'd you find it?
I searched my house forever. And it was in the dishwasher.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I am not
dead
kidding.
Ass, it was in the dishwasher.
Dead ass, it was in the dishwasher.
Why was it? Why were
I
you?
I put it on top of my tabletop, and the dishwasher was like kind of open, and one piece fell in there.
Dude, that's what I'm fucking saying. Like, what if someone has a, I don't know. I'm that's what I'm really worried about for when these puzzles are done. It's going to be like a weight lifted off my shoulder when someone wins this 100K, because I'm going to go, thank God someone fucking had it. But up until then, we're not out of the woods yet. Someone has to win. So that's what I'm excited for.
Okay.
I was thinking about, like, when I moved here, I used to live with 4 roommates, and which means we had 2 bedrooms. So I shared a bedroom with one of my roommates. And I remember my high school crush came to visit once. I don't want to say her name, but she came to visit me once. And I shared a room with one person. Like, there's 2 beds in one room. So I slept, and I could see him sleeping. Their beds were right next to each other. And one day, it was like midday, we were just like, I was on my phone in bed laying down, and he was laying in his bed. And we were just on our phones, whatever, having fun. And she walks in, and she's super pretty, like one of the prettiest girls I've ever seen. And she lays right on top of him, and she's like cuddling with him. And I'm like, I knew I didn't have a chance with her, because like she's just like she's just like pretty. Like, I didn't mind it. Like, I didn't even feel jealous. I was like, wow, he's lucky. Like, I wasn't even like, oh, I wish it was me. I was just like, yeah, he's a lucky dude. And then she like got under the covers with him, and it was really cute. And then she was like hugging him, and he was looking at me like, what the fuck is going on? And the next, I can't believe I've never told the story. She winks at me. She gives me a wink, and she goes under the covers, and she gives him a blowjob. Isn't that fucking insane?
In front of you?
In front of me.
Did you watch?
He kept giving me, I watched, but there was nothing to see because it was under the covers. And the
did
funny
you see
part
him
is yes, I did. I remember he finished, and I remember the covers were really thin. It was like it wasn't like an actual blanket. It was just like a little white linen piece, like a sheet. So like you could see like all the movement that was happening underneath the sheet. And I remember him looking at me like, this was totally uncalled for. They've never hooked up before. And he was so confused, but he was just like, I'm down for this. And he was just looking at me, and he was like, what the fuck is going on? And I was just in shock, but I had the biggest smile on my face, because I was like, whatever, man, this is the closest I'll get. This is fucking sick.
But, oh my God.
Huh? Are they drunk?
No, bro. This was like midday, like 2 in the afternoon. Nobody's drunk. She's just like a free spirit like that. She was just like feeling like, I'm going to do this because I think it'll be funny, and I can. And she did it, and I thought it was fucking so sick and so badass. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Holy shit.
Dude, yeah. He's like sitting in his bed rooting. He's like, yeah, yeah.
And the way she went and like gave him a blowjob is like, I hate to make this about myself, but I genuinely felt like she was putting on a show for me.
She definitely like got off on the fact that you were sitting there watching her, and you were like, you know, little dorky Dobrik.
Yeah, no, it was exhilarating. Like, I mean,
it was the best experience of my life.
I'm telling you, she locked eyes with me, which she's never done.
No, I know. You've told me this story like 4 or 5 times.
Natalie,
that's how like ingrained
it in
your brain.
Let me tell you about this fucking wink. And then she winked at me, and I knew it was go time. But yeah, that was a moment I was thinking about. I was also thinking about another moment. I was at, I was just reminiscing on my experience with women. There's another girl I had a crush on, and we were at Mike Lenzi's house, my hometown friend. And I really liked her, and there was this mosquito spray that everyone was putting on because it's the Midwest, there's so many mosquitoes. And I decided to like spray everybody with it because I was just the jokester, just running around spraying people with the mosquito repellent.
Oh my gosh,
I
know the story.
You know the story?
Yeah.
And I sprayed her so much that she started coughing, and she had like a serious cough attack. And turns out she needed her inhaler, but she didn't have it. So she started choking and gasping for air. So we had to call the ambulance.
Oh, my God.
And she was put in the back of the ambulance and rushed to the hospital.
What the fuck?
During, like...
She had, like, yeah, chronic asthma.
Like, she had like, yeah, asthma. During, like, a barbecue. And I'm fucking sobbing. So I'm sobbing. I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening to the girl I liked. Like, what the fuck did I do? Like, I was just trying to be flirty and stupid. Oh, and, like, everybody's like, it's going to be okay, Dave. It's going to be okay, Dave. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I was freaking out. Yeah, so that's what happened. Say, Nat, what do you remember about this story?
I just remember you telling me, and I just remember, because you're such a fucking... dork.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah, I felt really bad for her. But and I remember, like, I texted her this long text after that. And it was like, and it ended with like now I realize every time I see an ambulance, it's somebody's loved one in there.
Oh my God.
And then every time we'd see each other, every time I'd be with her, every time I'm with Michael too, and there's an ambulance passing by, Michael would turn to me and be like, that's someone's loved one, you know? So yeah, there's that. That's a moment I thought of.
What about, should we talk about, like, some of our, like, firsts? Like, the first time we got drunk or something? Like, you know?
Like, first time we got drunk was on peppermint schnapps.
Natalie, you just sounded like you were at, like, a lame bonfire. Natalie sounds like she's at, like, a lame party and she's trying to get everybody riled up.
I'm trying to.
Like, she just invited people over for her birthday and everyone's, like, not feeling. And they're like, we're going to go. And
she's like, two truths and a lie? Yeah. Icebreakers, guys?
All right, Nat, talk about one of your firsts.
Start with something.
Yeah, Nat, how'd you lose your virginity? What's the story behind that?
You're
the one that wanted to talk about first.
So I said getting drunk, not my virginity.
Oh, it's the same thing.
I mean, no, not really.
Were
like,
you drunk?
At all. No.
So how did it go? What happened? Why are you being so weird about this?
Because it was like technically my first, but I like kind of don't count it because it wasn't like I was having like romantic sex with somebody. It was just like, it just happened because it happened. And it was just like a oops. And then like, we were like,
what do
oh
you
my
mean?
God.
You like tripped and you're, like, what do you mean?
You fell into
that's
me.
That's like the weirdest way to describe sex. Oops.
I feel like I know what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah, what's
let
oops?
Me, okay. Okay. Let me just explain. I was at summer camp.
Okay.
And I used to go to sleepaway camp in New Hampshire and like it was co-ed, whatever. So like girls and guys would always hook up like after hours. And
wait, you lost your virginity to a guy in camp?
Yeah, but like I don't really count it.
Okay, I count it. I'm like upset.
Okay, are you okay?
It means a lot to me. You never told me about this.
Because
oh,
I don't even like count it because it's just
is this the camp that they sent you away to?
Imagine this.
And your
is
mom
like,
didn't want to pay.
Yes.
Okay.
I sound like
there's only one camp.
I sound like we talked about this when we were younger, and you like promised me that you didn't have sex with this guy, and now I'm finding out, and I'm like, you wait, you did what with him?
Then?
All right. Anyways, your virginity. what happened there?
Okay, so there was this guy from Venezuela that came to camp. And he spoke like very broken English or whatever, but he was really cute, played soccer. I played soccer. It was, you know, all these little things falling together. So the guys and my girlfriends literally behind my back were being like, we need to get this guy. We need this guy to hook up with Natalie. We need him to hook up with Natalie. So Natalie has a hookup for the summer because that was like the goal. I was like not into it. I just like didn't care. But the Mount Katahdin trip happened, and we all go together for like 4 or 5 days, and we're doing this big trip. You camp out on the mountain. You take
elevation
showers.
Elevation makes you horny too.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. I made that up. Is that true?
No, I just was going
along with
it.
What makes you worry?
Elevation.
So on the last night, we decided we were going to play Naked Capture the Flag, the boys and the girls.
Okay, wow. You just dropped that on us pretty. Okay.
And
Naked Capture the Flag?
Yeah, it's a whole, like, but it's a weird thing that, like, everyone.
I got
like,
the flag! That's not the flag.
Yeah, it's dark, right?
It's dark. It's
so you can't really see.
You
much.
Can't really see. That's the whole thing. It's like, ooh, we're naked, but you can't really see. You know, we were supposed to do that. We were supposed to have our naked capture the flag, but a bear during the day came onto our campsite, a black bear, and it tore our tents apart. We went to the river to shower that day, and we came back, and our tents were torn apart. Our food was just everywhere because we made the mistake of leaving out food in the middle of a fucking mountain. So our trip got canceled for our safety. We had to leave, and we were all bummed because we were like, fuck, we can't play naked capture the flag. And so we got back to camp. It was like a 6-hour drive. We got back to camp at like 1 a.m. and we're like, we have to play. We have to play. So like our counselors, they let us get dropped off in the far, far fields. And this was supposed to be the moment. Like my girlfriends and the guys were planning like, oh, after Capture the Flag, Natalie and this guy are going to go hook up. And that moment happened. I was like, thank Jesus, Lord. Like, I don't have to go hook up with this guy, whatever. Played the game, whatever. The game was over. And him and I, like, were naked.
One.
And we met.
Hold on, bro. She's probably getting in the juicy part. Wait, what?
Him and I were naked, and all of our friends were like, okay, like, this is, like, yeah, this is the time. So they all left, and it was just him and I in the middle of this, like,
field. Get the fuck out of here. How have I never heard this shit?
This is out of a movie, Natalie.
What?
What the fuck?
You and him are just naked on this field?
Yeah.
What?
You're making this up.
Damn, dude, Natalie was a born soccer player,
No,
player,
this
bro.
Sounds, like, way hotter and, like, nicer than it was.
You belong to the field, Natalie.
It was so awkward, and like, and we were like standing up naked, like it's not like we were like laying in bed, like naturally, you know, whatever. We were standing up naked, and we started like making out or whatever. And then he, like, I don't like this is like, kind of gross. I actually don't really want to talk about this.
Oh my God, you've come this far?
You
what
have
do you mean?
To.
Okay, you're on the field.
Like, so we're on the field where we're like making out or whatever, and he like lifts me up. I'm like. On him or something, and he.
You guys are still having sex standing.
No, we haven't had sex yet.
You're straddling him.
He picks me up, and so, and then whatever. So then we started laying down, and then he was like laying on top of me, and like, I was like nervous and super scared, and so he like, this is why it's like kind of gross, but he like put his dick inside me.
A stick?
No, a dick.
Not a dick. Bro, Ella, you thought he put a stick inside her?
He's no. from Venezuela. David, they're horny.
They're horny.
Let me rephrase that.
She said it was gross. I thought she meant.
Yeah, no, why no, is no. that gross? That's what sex is. He put his penis inside you.
I know.
Okay, and then what happened? Did you go?
Because it was just so awkward and like so uncomfortable. And like,
yeah, you're 16. It's not supposed to be beautiful.
I know.
It's like the worst. It's like losing your virginity is like a horror show sometimes. Okay, and then what happened?
And
did it last more than 10 seconds?
Like, no. He put it in one time, and then I was just like weirded out, and like we were making out, and then he just walked me back to my bunk, and that was it.
He walked you back naked?
Yeah.
Were you holding his hand back, or did you hold his penis? How did you walk with him back to the cabin?
I can't breathe.
Were you just like, I found this boy in the woods.
This is so funny.
I have made him mine.
I won the game.
This entire, yeah, it's like the Hunger Games. You're covered in blood. Oh, I've done it. Dude, that's crazy. How have I never heard that story?
I don't know. I've never like relived and recounted that story like I just did.
You lost your virginity in the middle of a field during Capture the Flag. That's pretty good.
I love how this all started. With this is Natalie going, hey guys, let's talk about the first time you got drunk or something first.
Yeah.
What superhero do you think you would want to get if you could get it right now? If they get a franchise going and it's David Dobrik starring, which superhero?
Iron Man's son.
Iron Man's son?
Yeah, he's not Iron Man's son, but he's like a kid that like takes over Iron Man. His name's Iron Man.
Tell me, because I don't know anything about comic books. What happens in the story?
I'm not too familiar with like exactly how the story works, but I think the kid's kind of been in the movies. He's one of, have you seen Iron Man 3?
Sure, I've seen them all.
Well, he's the kid. Remember when Iron Man, he flies to like a small town? There's this kid that helps him out?
Yes.
Dude, that little kid.
Of course.
That little kid turns out to become Iron Lad.
Ah, right.
I think that's how it goes.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
So that's the kid I'd want to play.
So different backstory, kind of humble beginnings.
Yeah.
But Iron Man just passed it down to you.
He doesn't, I think he like creates his own suit. Because right. Iron Man gifted him this whole fucking studio and gifted him this whole shop where he can create his own things. And I think he becomes Iron Lad, and like when he's in his like 20s. And like that's what I would love to play.
Bro, I just got chills right now.
Why?
I just got chills that like, someone at Marvel like hears this podcast and is like,
yeah, okay. Hmm,
you know what? It's just fucking crazy enough to work. You imagine?
That's the goal. Marvel, if anybody at Marvel says, guys, if you have parents that work at Marvel, say I will work my ass off. Let me read one of those DMs I get all the time. I will work for you for free for the next 90 days. And if I don't prove myself,
please DM Robert Downey Jr. right now and send that?
Yeah.
I will work for you for the next 90 days.
Bro, I would fucking, and I would drop everything I'm doing. To really kill it. I will travel to Singapore and become whatever it is.
Hang on.
I will get one with a character.
Hang on. You know what they're going to tell you?
What?
You're going to have to get a trainer. And you're going to have to get in
shape. That's my favorite part.
Oh, yeah. Your trainer? You fired four trainers here.
No, I didn't fire. They quit.
quit because you don't show up.
Yeah, but Jay, that was my favorite part because now I'd have like a goal.
You'd be forced to do it.
I'd be forced, and I'm not going to let other people down. Like, that's the one thing I hate doing is letting people down.
No more burritos.
Yeah.
No more tacos.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that means.
Well, you have to have a different diet. You know, these guys, they go on crazy. Kamel and Johnny, like, he became a superhero. He was a comedian. And he got ripped. But you know he had like a special diet.
No, I know, Jay, but like, I'm not going to fucking, you think I'm just going to... Fucking bro, if Marvel fucking comes to me and they're like, yo, you gonna fucking play Iron Man? I'd be like, yeah, I'll fucking give up whatever.
No more COD.
I don't give a fuck, bro. If you told me I have to live in an igloo for the next 3 years, I'd fucking live in an igloo. I'd commit to that shit. I think superheroes are so fucking, I'm so like infatuated with it. Like just Robert Downey Jr. especially, like I know he's my favorite Iron Man, but like, sure. But like it, why they're so cool to me is because they're not real. But they are real. Like when Robert Downey Jr. like appears at like a hospital or he's like at a school and there's little kids there, there's no such thing as superheroes, but they are in movies. And Robert Downey Jr. is the closest thing you can get to a superhero.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when
yeah.
a kid is looking at him, he's very much the embodiment of a real superhero.
Oh yeah.
Like when a kid's having that interaction with him, like that's like such an empowering thing for a kid to like be a part of, to like have a conversation with someone they look up to. And like I love the feeling of like what these actors and what these characters create for other kids. And I think that's like so fucking priceless. Just like that the fact that like Robert Downey can like, or like Chris Evans can walk into a room and could like literally fucking light like these little kids' eyes up because of like how much they look up to these people. Like that means the world. That'd be so cool to be able to do.
He brings, like, he transcends the role. Like he brings something to life that doesn't exist.
Right. Yeah, I think that's so crazy. Sick.
Did you see this TikToker, Jake Coleman? He got really famous doing one TikTok, but then they took the sound away. So now his page is just,
just
no
audio-less.
Sound. Yeah, pretty funny. You know the sound that's like, you bitch want a party with a savage.
Oh, they took that away?
Yeah, in a minute. Yeah, mine's gone too. I did it too. Yeah. Pretty bumming. Okay.
Are you still mad?
Are you still mad about not being mentioned in the intro? It's just a gag, bro. You're obviously the main beef here.
Well, okay, so that is clear?
Dave, do you want me to say it? Because I will. You know what? This is the thing about you, Dave.
No, I'm kidding.
This is the thing about you. Everybody thinks David's got this easy life. It's not true. It's fucking hard out here for a pimp. It is. It's tough.
Yeah.
So I'll say it. Dave, you're fucking, you're great. You're amazing. You know that. Okay, now he's checked out. He's tuning out now. He's picking his ears.
You act like you want all these compliments and stuff, but then when people give them to
yes.
you, you are so... Yeah, last night, I sent him this like long, really nice text.
Oh, didn't the worst. Get a reply. Don't ever do that.
Didn't get anything. Yet last night, we were trying to...
You sent me a text last night?
Yes.
What?
That's fucked yes. up.
Oh, and you didn't respond?
No. Oh, dead ass?
I literally
dead ass. I had no idea.
I thanked you for my gift, and then I sent him this long text.
What did it end with?
All these things.
Wait, what?
It's so fucked up, man.
Wait, you know what's crazy is long texts are my favorite in the world.
And like, that's why I sent them to you, and you didn't even acknowledge it.
Wait, Ella, you didn't... I'm literally looking at our phone. You didn't text me anything. Oh my God, you did.
Wow, you must fucked be operating up. At such an insane rate that you didn't
and I know
see
he wasn't
text.
I knew he was awake because he was fucking streaming.
You know
the
why
person who bought
get,
you a gift.
You know why I had well, you know why I didn't get it? Cause I have all the assistants on Do Not Disturb.
What the fuck?
Great way to run a business, man.
I just get so bothered when they're always asking me to do shit. Yeah. And I'm just like,
you mean
just...
trying to have you do your job?
Yeah. Oh that's man, so that's fucked so up. Fucked up, Ella. My bad.
That's so
Ella,
fucked
I
up.
Totally missed this text. And it is fucking long. Oh
read
my
it.
God.
No, don't read it.
No, I can't read it because it's like really cute and sweet and like it's not supposed to be. Here we go. Also, I know. Oh, Ella, I'm so sorry. I'm not even going to read it now. I'm going to read it in like 9 hours when I'm like
okay,
alone
good.
In bed because that's when I love them the most. I'm such a big fan of long texts. I do hate compliments in person. Like that's 100% true. Like I hate that. Like I think they're like it's really hard to sit through.
But that's like, why it's so hard to like make you feel bad about better about anything. Because like when you're down, like we're like, but Dave, like come on, you're doing all this shit and you hate that part. But like I'm not gonna like put you down. I want to put you up, and you like won't accept it. You're like, no, this fucking sucks. And you're like, okay, I don't want you can't. There's no winning.
It's no winning. Yeah, because it's like hard to talk me up because I just feel like a little kid. Like I don't know.
Yeah, that's correct.
I just try not to interact with you.
Well, so we have a podcast, so that kind of that kind of makes it a lot tougher on you. But yeah, no, I'm sorry, Al. I didn't.
Hey, what happened with the rap song?
oh! Can we talk about that?
About what?
Me and Ilya wanted to write a love song for you, but it turned into more of a diss song. Yeah. And lyrically, it was phenomenal.
I can read some of the lines if you'd like.
Yeah, read some of the lines right now.
Second. Joe and Ilya came to me and they said, "Hey, we're writing a diss track for David." Yeah. And I said, "Oh, okay, that's hard to do." And then we started writing it. They also offered me a part of their protein company there to, I think, to get me to write it. Then they made me sit there and type everything the first day. And I was like, and they're talking about percentages of what they're giving away to the writer. They're giving nothing to me, by the way. And I'm sitting there fucking typing the whole day.
What do you mean giving to the writer?
I don't know. Like, they were going to have a beat, and they were arguing, like, don't give too much percentage away for the song. Don't give the Spotify rights. Only the YouTube rights.
You thought this gonna, track was going to be that big when you're talking about Spotify rights?
And I knew it wasn't going to be big, so I was just like, I didn't fucking say anything. And then as we started to write it, I was like, "Ooh, this is tough. This is mean."
Yeah.
It's tough to write a diss track.
Read some of the lines.
Okay. This is Joe's part. This is a story about a little Slovak selling fucking puzzles and doing TikTok. Used to get 10 million views overnight. Filming Zane drunk and Scott in a fight. This would be me. I would go, "Yo, Joe, haven't you been in some of David's vids?" And he goes, "Yeah, he gave me a Corvette. He gave away a Corvette, but my reaction was shit."
and then he goes,
"Come over and edit, Joe. It'll be real quick." 5 hours later, bitch, suck my dick.
Yo, that's really well. Let's talk about this because this is really interesting. The day I gave you the Corvette.
Oh, that was the best day of my life.
So Joe, for some reason, there's like ongoing joke between me and Joe that he can't ever get into my vlogs. I don't know how it happened, but it's like, I don't know, Jake, can you explain it better?
Yeah, you don't like Joe.
No.
You don't like him in the videos.
No, that's not it. There's just, Joe is, I say this behind his back all the time, I think Joe's one of the funniest people ever. Sure. And he sits next to me and edits every vlog with me. Like, I'll be editing, mm-hmm. and he'll be right there, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, "Joe, do you think this is good?" And he'll be like, "No," and then, you know, he'll give me something, he'll be like, "Cut this out," but cool, that's a good idea. But when it comes to being in the videos, for some reason, it's just never happened. And there was this one moment where I was like, okay, I'm going to buy my editor friend, Joe, a Corvette. Like, this is going to be like this real special moment and really exciting. And the worst part is the reason I was like so scared to get him this Corvette, the reason I didn't want to give him is because he sits with me and edits every video. So he knows how much I analyze a reaction.
Right.
So like he knows like I don't want anybody to know this, and I almost don't even want to talk about it on the podcast, but like I like when I get a reaction, like and I'm editing the reaction, like I'm analyzing like every moment of it. I'm like I'm cutting like at the perfect time they look away, or like their eye contact changes, or like something like that. So it's like very structured the way I cut together a reaction, because I want to make it super emotional. And for that reason, I was like, I'm scared to give Joe something because I don't want him to fucking overthink it.
Yeah.
And like I want him to just like accept the gift and have like a good time, and I was so scared that like when I gave him this Corvette, he was gonna be like, "Oh fuck, it's me, I'm on the vlog now, this is my vlog, time to get a good reaction, here I go and Joe, what happened when I surprised you with the Corvette? Like, honestly, be honest, maybe you weren't freaking out about the reaction. How was it?
It was awful because I, like, there's like
behind the vlog.
In the moment, vlog, you're like all pumped, but then like I also think about you, like, okay, how are we cutting this together? And like, where's the end point? Where's the out point?
I don't care if you give me a bad reaction. I just care if it's a forced reaction.
Yeah.
Like, that's my least favorite thing, is when someone plays it up for the camera.
Right.
Like, I just want, like, that's why I was nervous about surprising you too.
Mine was good.
No, yours was.
I was excited.
No, Jay. But listen, I was scared that you were gonna like play it up for the camera. But you like played it perfectly. Yeah. You were like, when I gave you the Tesla key, you were like, "Well, it's about time." Like, that was your reaction, and that was so perfect. And I hate when I surprise people and they think that they have to give me this big reaction for the camera.
Right.
And it like, and that's what I was scared that Joe was gonna think he had to give me.
I remember thinking that when you gave it to me, but then when I saw that what the car was, that took over into this pure, like, fucking crazy right. enjoyment. And I was like, it was the exact car I wanted. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I was like, crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, we gave him the car and Joe was filing a vlog. And I just didn't like the rest of the video. Like, I just didn't like how, and every vlog I love, every vlog of mine, I'm completely in love with.
Right.
Like day one, I know like some vlogs just, you know, the first vlogs are definitely different than the rest, but I still like them for what they are.
Right.
And they progressively got better and better. But like this one vlog stuck out to me like a sore thumb. I don't know what it was. And Joe knew that. And then I get a call from SeatGeek.
It was Joe's face.
And Joe was in it.
And then I got a call from SeatGeek, and they were like, hey, man, we don't like this vlog. And the main reason I didn't like the vlog is because I did something new with the ad read. And it was like Ian from SeatGeek was like drunk in it.
Yeah.
And Ian was like, you know what? Maybe it's not the best idea that I'm drunk in this video. And I was like, you're right. It doesn't look that good. It didn't look that entertaining. And
Joe's face.
And I was just like, I'll just pull it. And Ian was like, what? Because like I won't pull a vlog for fucking anything.
Right.
Like if a brand will call me and be like, we're gonna pull this brand deal out. Yeah. I would be like, I don't give a fuck. Like I don't need to get paid. Like my vlogs are my babies. Like I'll fucking do whatever for it. But this is the one vlog where I was just like, yeah, I'll just take it down. And Ian from SeatGeek was like, what? Like you're just gonna, I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna take it down. And that's it. And I removed it and
took the Corvette back and that's the end of it.
No, Joe still has the Corvette. But yeah, it was really funny because it's like this like only like the super fans will know that there was a moment that Joe got a Corvette before it got deleted.
Wait, so that was the only video that you've ever taken down?
I've taken down two videos before, but not for the reason that I just didn't like it.
Has Joe been in any other vlogs or was that the only one?
David made me eat Jason's toenail once, yeah.
Oh, I saw that. That was fucking disgusting.
We loved it.
That was one of my favorite videos. But yeah. David tells me no one liked it.
Yeah, bro. No, when we were editing it, we were dying laughing. We thought that was so funny because it was Jason's disgusting ass toenail. And I was like, Joe, what was I going to give you to?
A brand new 80D camera, which I needed.
Okay, so I was going to give Joe a new camera to eat the toenail. And like it was like a gross, sharp toenail. Like really disgusting. Jason, I don't know how you were growing these things, and it was so disgusting that Joe had to go wash it in the sink.
Oh my God.
So he washed it in the sink, as he was washing it, he dropped it down the drain. And the best part is when he dropped it down the drain, we're like, well, we can't let this bit go. So we had to hire a plumber, and the plumber had to come and open up the sink so we could pull out the toenail so Joe can eat it. And this is all in the vlog. We were fucking dying. We fucking loved it. And then I posted the vlog where he ate the toenail, and people were like, yo. And the comments were like, yo, this is not cool. Like, this is disgusting. That was like the other moment Joe was in the vlogs. So I think that like scared me from Joe for a little bit.
Both times Joe's been in the videos were not good.
Yeah, both times it has tanked. Gotcha. But yeah, Joe eating the toenail is one of my favorite moments that was very underappreciated in the videos.
Speaking of Secret Santas, we did our Secret Santa here last night.
How did it go? What did everybody get?
By the way, I have my gift for you.
That's sick, Elle. Oh.
Jay.
Should I turn around?
It's your new gift.
Wow.
Does it fit? That's the only color they had.
I love this color.
Is this a gag?
No.
It feels like a gag.
Elle, I'll be 100% honest. Uh-huh. I love the jacket.
Really?
Il got me a Nike poofy jacket. The style of it, I absolutely love. I love Nike. Nike's one of the cool brands that an older guy can wear and no one's going to give him shit for it. Yeah, it's Nike.
Nike's sick.
And it looks cool, right?
Are you fucking with me?
I know. I think there's something coming.
I want to let the listeners in. I want to let the listeners know that the color of the jacket is I don't know if you've ever seen when a baby has diarrhea.
I mean, Ill. I'm
take it away, Dave.
I'm completely mind blown. You literally chose the ugliest color in existence. I mean, I think there's not an uglier color that exists. I hate to put this down, but you agree.
There is no color in the world that would be worse than this jacket, which sucks because the jacket is fucking dope.
Yeah, it looks like a great
it's
jacket.
It's a dope jacket.
Oh my God.
No, if I'm being honest, I was at the Nike store and I wanted to get you like a cool poofy jacket like that.
Were there other colors?
No, that was the only color. And I was like, fuck.
Let me go in and look in the mirror. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you guys are putting too much weight on this color. I think it doesn't look that bad.
Nope, it's terrible. I mean, I'm trying to love it.
No, it's Jay.
I thought it was a gag. I thought you guys were waiting for me, like, I love it. And then you all were going to go, ha ha, you asshole.
And the color is so off.
It looks like baby diarrhea. Ew, I feel bad. I love it. Jay. I love that you bought me something, and I love the actual style of it.
Maybe it looks cool when you gouge your eyeballs out.
If you close one eye and squint with the other, it's kind of cool.
My favorite is Jason's usually so positive about things, and his reaction when he turned around and saw the jacket, and he looked back at me, you could tell. He, like, looked back at me to, like, check to see if it was a joke or not.
I totally did.
Honestly, I thought that the jacket itself, like, carried more weight than the color, and I was like, maybe. You know what I mean?
Guys, please don't think that I'm being, like, an asshole and not being appreciative of this gift. If you saw it.
If you saw,
like,
it.
I just have to be honest. I have to be honest, because if I say that I love it, then everyone's going to be like, you're so full of shit.
Jay, I'm glad that you said you don't like it, because it's returnable.
This takes a lot of pressure off the gift that I'm going to get you now, which is great.
Dave, can we talk about a subject that's a bit of a sore subject here? But
I already know what you're going to say.
Did you hear that Ariana Grande is engaged?
I know. I don't. I literally didn't want to talk about it on the podcast. I just didn't want to. Wanted to avoid it.
You're really bummed out about it?
You should have seen him at the fucking pizza tasting today, bro. Right, but Jay, this is my big day, right? This is my big day at the pizza tasting. I finally, after a month of trying pizza, okay?
Yeah.
We finally fucking go to pizza tasting, and right before the fucking pies are brought out, and David tries his pizza, Natalie goes, did you know that Ariana Grande is engaged? And David freezes. He freezes, and, like, for the next 30 minutes, we lose him. I'm like, the fucking pies are out. They're just sitting there. I'm like, dude, come on.
I know. It pumps me out. I will say this. I will comment on this topic, even though it is, like, it bumps me out.
Sure.
And not for the fact that, like, I thought I'd marry her one day. Yeah. But, like, I wish I could have met her one day so I could have been, like, you know what? Maybe we wouldn't have vibed, but I've never met her, so I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still in my head where I'm like, maybe we could have been one day. Yeah. But, like, the one thing I will say is the guy that she's dating, I've only seen pictures, but I really, really, really like them together. So, like, I know it's
Megan
weird.
Megan trained him for this response.
No, I'm being serious. That's what I said. I said that at the pizza place. Like, I really genuinely just, I think she found, like, a really good guy. And
right.
And she found, like, a normal guy. And I think this is going to be sick. So,
that's
shout out to her.
Very healthy. Very healthy, David.
I'm moving on. But, yeah, Ella just brought up. I didn't want to talk about it because
why
it actually
are you curled up in a ball?
It actually bums me out. I don't know why, for what reason, sure. But it does. And I wish her the best.
like you're actually dated. Dave, you're going to want a statement from you on Ariana's engagement.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, the better man won.
Yeah, yeah. Well, whatever. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Not like that.
No. You're right. She's like a beautiful dolphin. I was there at the pizza place, and the guy who, like, owns the pizza shop, he's like, well, listen, man, sometimes you miss the bus and you just have to catch the next one. And I was like, she's not a bus.
I just got an email that says Jason's jacket. That's the subject of the email.
What?
And they go, the jacket you got, Jason, is fine. David and Jason just have bad fashion. Jason is too old to understand. It's a nice color. And David is too much of a dork.
Bill, have we talked on the podcast? I mean, you've used every other outlet. Ilya is looking for a girlfriend. So just to preface this, I bet Ilya the other night, he was like, oh, you know, I don't want a girlfriend, but I could get one if I wanted to. And I was like, no fucking way.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, what did I say?
I'm going to preface this with saying, I said, okay, Ill, there's no fucking way you're going to just find a girlfriend. I'm going to give you 7 days. And he's like, bet. And then he goes on his Instagram and I go, that's already cheating.
Yeah, you didn't give me any rules, bro.
No, I did, bro.
No,
I said, you can't fucking use your Instagram.
Where am I going to find a fucking girlfriend during a pandemic?
It's going to be tough.
Okay, but I'm saying, okay, he's using his Instagram. Okay, that's fair. Last night we're sitting here and he just goes, I don't actually want a girlfriend. And I'm like,
no, you can't put that in.
Yes. And no. Then I'm like, Joe, what the out. Fuck do you no. mean? And he's like, I don't think I'm ever going to be in love. And like goes into this whole thing. I'm like, okay, bro, chill.
Bro, it's called being a fucking Libra. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, my God. You're so fucking lame.
Oh
my
I'm just God. Saying, bro.
You're so
that's
lame.
What it is. I'm telling you,
it's
bro.
Called no, being it's called
it is, yes. Libra. We fucking change our minds all the goddamn time.
Okay, first of all.
That's a Gemini.
Libra aside, whatever you are, I think you're so easily, like, you fall into love so easily. And you are genuinely a simp. And I think
like, I am not a simp.
Yes,
you are.
When's the last time I simped? Huh?
You simp all the time.
Well, tell me the last time. Tell
what
me.
What do you mean?
Tell me the last time I simped.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
You simp a lot over people. Like
yeah, over people in general, but not over girls. I simp over you. I simp over Joe. Over Jason.
No, you simp over girls.
No, dude, you're wrong. You're wrong. I simp over everybody.
I'm not coming to his defense, but I actually came to the conclusion last night that he's not a simp. He's actually a fuckboy.
No.
Yeah.
No, he's a fuckboy simp.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
No, he is
a fuckboy.
That you simp to everybody. You're a simp to every, like, if we're having people over, which we don't do anymore, which is why I don't have any examples.
Right.
But when we have people over and there's like a girl there, for the next 2-3 days, it will be all about that girl.
Right.
Or if Corinna's here, and this will be like inner, like it'll happen so quickly.
Right.
It'll be from one girl to the next, but he'll give everything he has to that one girl.
But then
girl.
He's a fuckboy because after 3 days, he's like, oh, okay, I'm over it.
Yeah, he's a fuckboy simp. That's what you are.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Jesus Christ.
That's what you are.
You literally painted me in the worst possible picture. I'm not that bad.
It's like simp is like kind of a good thing, but then we added the worst thing. It's like, how could you be both? But yeah, you're a fuckboy simp. But I think you're going to find one. You just need to find one person that you can focus all your simping on.
Right.
And once you have that person.
He doesn't want to find that.
And can I also add, I hate the word simp. From the moment it was started, from the moment I heard it, I thought it was such a juvenile, stupid word. I hate when kids use it. But, like, it just describes Ilya so perfectly that I cannot use any other word. And you will never catch me using simp in another term other than with Ilya. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening. And I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas or whatever you're celebrating. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Christmas, guys. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa, everything.
Have a good time. And I hope I hear from you guys soon. All right, see you guys. My name's Jeff.